vibrant health and beauty radiates from the inside out. Get your glow on with Green Diva's health and beauty tips, from natural skincare to creating healthier habits that make us sparkle. Back again with one of our favorite Green Diva herbalists, our go-to herbalist, Brigitte Mars, who is the author of many books, the most recent being Home Reference Guide to Holistic Health and Healing. She's an herbalist, and just we love Brigitte. So, hi, Brigitte.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
I was exhibiting exactly why we're doing this particular segment. I had a little brain freeze.
Yes. Well, we're going to talk about memory today. That happens to everybody.
I know. It happens to me, you know, it feels like more than not, but that's okay. So I know that there are all kinds of things you may recommend to help us have a little better brain function.
So, according to the principles of Asian medicine, when we think about brain health, we should also be thinking about the health of our kidneys. And so the kidneys really like it when we get lots of minerals. So eating foods that are black in color, like black chia seeds, black rice or wild rice, you know, black olives, black sesame seeds. Those are just a few examples. So, And foods that look a little like the brain, according to ancient folklore, which often proves to be quite true, are to eat foods that look a little like the brain: cauliflower and walnuts and coconut.
Okay.
But also for memory, we need to be present. So we have to admit, it's hard to always be present when we're taking in new information and there's music playing, there's other people talking, there's traffic, there's, you know, just 100 things going on.
Smartphones.
Yes. And so, you know, of course, you're not going to remember things as well as if you're doodling or texting during something where you're trying to take in information. So, you know, really be fully present. I have long been a believer in, like, using a yellow highlighter. And people that are color therapists, I consider myself one, have found that, you know, the color yellow is the color of cerebral stimulus. So if you're reading a book, you know, take a yellow highlighter, providing it's your book and not a library book, and then, you know, highlight that. And then when you're done with the book, go over what you've highlighted in yellow as a way of imprinting it again into your consciousness.
Oh, is that? I never really knew that. I do. Sometimes I use the color pink or green, but now I understand why yellow might be a little bit more important.
You know, yellow is very visible. It's very bright.
Yeah.
And it's a color associated with the nervous system as well as the digestive system. So you might try that. I have even, on days when I needed to be really on, worn yellow, which
yes,
is not really a flattering color on me, but it's said to be really helpful. And, you know, I've talked about some of the foods that are good, but I do think a lot of people have brain fog because they're eating foods that are causing inflammation in the brain.
Oh.
Maybe too much gluten or too much dairy, and you know, things that are, you know, high fat, full of free radicals, fried foods, chips, things like that. So if we want sharper, clearer focus, we want to eat colorful, fresh fruits and vegetables. I think that's really important. And another trick I learned, I think I've known this for like 40 years, is if you're wanting to learn something, smell rosemary essential oil while you're taking in that information. So, for example, if I'm reading notes for a workshop I'm going to teach, I might smell essential oil of rosemary. You know, Shakespeare actually said, there's rosemary for remembrance.
Huh.
Pray thee, love, remember.
Okay.
And then when I go to, like, give the presentation or take the test or whatever it is, or one of my daughters is learning her lines for a play or a grandchild is studying for a spelling test, when you go back to perform, smell that smell again. And even though you might not be able to bring a bottle of essential oil with you into a test, you could put some on your hairbrush that day so that your hair is surrounding you with a cloud of rosemary, and you could put some on your sleeve or your wrist. So that's another little trick I like to use.
Interesting. I love that idea.
Yeah, and it's so simple. And I think, you know, kids can learn to do this. And we also know that turmeric is a great herb for memory. Turmeric is being found to be so helpful at prevention of, you know, yeast overgrowth, anti-cancer, anti-depression, anti-Alzheimer's. So use turmeric widely. It's often in our chili powder or
curry
powder, yes.
Now, tell me, what's your preference in how to use? I mean, I don't always find the little tubers of fresh turmeric root, but, you know, is the powder okay?
Yeah, you can use the powder, and of course there's a plethora of capsules out there. Many of them contain a little bit of bioperine, which is from black pepper, which
yes.
is said to enhance the
absorption.
Assimilation yeah. of turmeric. But there's so many herbs from memory, and I wanted to mention ginkgo biloba.
Yeah.
And ginkgo biloba has long been used as a kidney tonic primarily, but it's also great for memory. And it's been very widely studied. There have been hundreds of studies done in Europe and found that the more someone needs it, the more useful it is. So we know that ginkgo improves circulation to the brain, helps the brain better utilize oxygen and glucose. It improves nerve signal transmission.
Wow. So I better get on that ginkgo thing.
Yeah, go-to cola, which is said to be the favorite food of wild elephants, and we all know what they say about wild elephants,
yeah.
that they never forget. So it contains an amino acid called L-glutamine and also has a history of being used to treat amnesia, dementia, senility. It's said to be revitalizing on the brain cells and the nerves, and in some parts of the world, it's believed that eating a few go-to cola leaves a day will help to keep you young longer. So that can't hurt.
Well, I have a quick question. This is a little bit divergent here, but I have a dear friend who had a terrible accident, had traumatic brain injury and a stroke, and she's really in intense, you know, rehab therapy, rebuilding neuropathways. Would any of this be appropriate and helpful to her in this process of, you know, relearning and remembering and sharpening her brain back?
I certainly think so. I do. I think that using the herbs, the food, and then, you know, even doing things with our hands, I think would help keep our brains more alert. So even maybe relearning if your friend needs to, you know, how to embroider or knit or crochet. Mm-hmm. I actually think it's a great loss that in our culture, you know, young people are not as often as they were maybe 100 years ago learning to knit, sew, crochet, work with wood,
right.
Play an instrument. And I think that's really important in preventing our mental deterioration. Of course, brain injury happens. Yes, and sometimes we have to relearn, but using our hands is really helpful. Even working with clay could be a helpful technique.
All right. Wow. And I'm sure there's much more, but I know that you will provide us with a wonderful post for thegreendivas.com.
thegreendivas.com. I shall indeed.
But in the meantime, I'm going to ask people to check out your website because there's so much more on a variety of topics in terms of, you know, health and healing and the books you've written and tips and recipes and remedies. BrigitteMars.com, Brigitte, B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Mars like the planet.com. And Brigitte, thank you again.
Thanks and gratitude to you and your listeners. Many blessings.
Are you sparkling yet? Well, you will be. For information on this segment and lots of other healthy, green living information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com.